We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, I have a great story. Somebody sent me an email the other day and said, Jeff, I've got to tell you the story about Nora Carroll. It's just amazing. She and her husband have a son who's got some real challenges, and they couldn't find the right fit for him. So you know what they've done? They've started their own program. It's called Nest Academy. And for those of us who are moms or dads to special needs children, this is going to ring very, very true and hit very close to home. Nora, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this adventure that you're leading right now called Nest Academy.
Yeah, we're real excited about it. It was really coming out of the passion of finding the right place for my oldest son, having two other children going through the college process, finding their right places. So Christopher, being the oldest, is nonverbal. So he's not able to tell me that he's not in a place with the right vibe. My other two told me that the colleges they went to visit didn't have the right vibe. So after 3 years of searching, I decided to say, let's create something for Christopher and his friends that has the right vibe.
All right. Well, tell me about what the right vibe is.
Yeah, so it's a high-level energy environment for these young adults, right? These children, although they have some complex disabilities, physical and intellectual disabilities, they want to be in an environment that's active and they're engaging, and they have a social environment around them. And so that may be something similar to a class. You know, high school experience was wonderful for Christopher. We really enjoyed that. We'd love to have an extension of that. But you just can't find that after age 21. The services for folks like Christopher just really diminishes quickly.
Yeah. My wife and I, of course, are going through this. Our middle child is 17 now, and so we are fearful. We're very concerned about what happens to her when she ages out of the school system program. 21, 22. There are day programs out there, though, right?
Yes, there are some day programs out there. A lot of them were designed for elderly. We found a day program for Christopher. We wanted a small one, 15 people, 10 of which were over 70.
Wow.
So the environment for Christopher was safe. He loved going on the car ride, getting there every day, having some level of activity and coming home.
Yep.
But again, it comes down to it wasn't the right vibe, right?
It's
just like any other children. We want them to be bouncing out the wall to get to college, right? We want them to be out there having fun and then coming home, showing us what they've learned. I knew Christopher was safe. I knew he was fed, but I didn't see that, you know, he was learning. He was continuing to develop. And we want that in our children.
Yeah. All right. So May the 4th, you launch Nest Academy RVA. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, Nora, but you couldn't possibly pick a worse time to try and launch something, right?
Yeah, it was not by plan. At that time, I had a group of people working on the concept, trying to pull this together, how we're going to do it. If we thought intellectually, we said, you know, this is not a good time to be starting a nonprofit. But what was happening in our lives was that our children were now stripped of their programs. They were all at home. And telling a special needs child that you cannot go out on your bus ride, you cannot go out into the community, you cannot go to Target, you cannot go to the mall, is extremely difficult, right? So they're used to a high level of activity. So I was trying to run my son ragged of take him out for walks, take him out for on a treadmill, get him on this exercise bicycle. I wanted to wear him out. And I realized a couple of my friends were doing the same with their kids. Right. So we said, hey, let's do a walkathon here. Let's document what we're doing with these kids and create a walkathon to help start with this nonprofit that we were conceptualizing. So in that sense, it really worked out for us. So we had a tremendous success with our walkathon of 297 miles the team brought in.
Goodness gracious. All right. So tell me about Nest Academy RVA. Where is it located? How does somebody participate?
Yeah, so we're just in the beginning stages. We started a pilot program this summer to kind of test out how things look. COVID is very tricky. We've had to learn how to deal with COVID in that sense. We are actually in the process of trying to finalize a location, so we don't have that quite yet. But we're looking at small classes of four or five adults, actually. I call my child a kid all the time. But to four or five students in various parts of Richmond where we can find donated space to be able to hold a classroom environment. And then we're going to plan to have these classes around certain subjects. So I was just working on designing a science curriculum for one of the students. And I was asking one of the parents of the young lady if her daughter would be interested in the science. She said, you know, she's not that interested in science, but she'd be interested in a teacher. If he's a young, handsome teenage boy that understands robotics, he'll listen to that. It's no different for any of these kids, right? These kids just can't tell us these things, but they all act and they think the same. So we just need to figure out how to design that. And so keeping on top of our webpage, once we have the final details, we'll be able to announce these classes and be able to invite the public.
All right, so even before you get to that, there are a lot of parents in your situation, in my situation. We all, let's face it, at some level we've got a connection. How do we help you get this thing up and running so you can serve even more members of the community?
Absolutely. You know, definitely we need support from the Richmond community out there from all different angles. One is volunteerism, helping get bodies to look at these things. Today, I'm struggling with figuring out how to do QuickBooks. I'm not an accountant by trade, need some help in areas like that, need some help in communications, networking. One of the other strategies about Nest Academy is that we're not going to start from the ground up. What I want to do is network the other nonprofits that work with special needs groups. So, for instance, one of the field trips that we had this summer was a boating outing. And we worked with Beyond Boundaries and the Virginia Wildlife Resources to coordinate this activity. We pulled together three pontoon boats, 12 volunteers, and for four students. So just to give you a sense that this program, why it's needed out there, it does take a lot of resources, both from a personnel standpoint and financial standpoint, to be able to support the activities for these students. But it's well worth it because most of these kids did not ever had an opportunity to get on the water because it's complicated to get a wheelchair and these children on the water. And the fear of the parents, I tell you, there was a parent that bought a special life preserver to make sure her son was taken care of. And by all means, having the 12 volunteers definitely helped as well.
Yeah, I'm only laughing because for any of us who have ever tried to navigate with a child in a wheelchair, everybody's got a story. You know, you've got, I don't know about you, I have the talent to assemble and disassemble a wheelchair in record time. Frankly, it's a skill I wish I didn't have, but man, boy, do I hear exactly what you're saying. Nora, you know, I'm on the board of directors for Friendship Circle, and it sounds like something maybe we can help out with as well. Let us stay in touch, and let's make this a reality in every sense of the word for every one of these young adults. I really want to be part of helping you with this.
I absolutely greatly appreciate that. I think we'll be contributing to the Richmond community in such a large manner. It just really shocked me that there's such a gap in our community, but we really can help this organization, this group of children or students to be able to expand and continue to grow.
No doubt about it. NestAcademyRVA.org is the website, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I'm going to drive people there, and hopefully we're going to get some folks who want to step up to the plate and help. Nora, thank you so much for being here. That is Nora Carroll. She and her husband began this organization called Nest Academy, and it is designed to help young adults, folks who have aged out of the school system in particular. If you are mother and father of a disabled child, you know that 22 years of age comes, and then that's it. You're done with the school system, but your kiddo still needs to find something to do and someplace to do it. And maybe Nest Academy is going to be the answer to that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.